President Obama's 2014 budget is released. Comes in at just under $3.8 trillion, down to $3.799999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Well, what do you know?
Live from Pocatello, Idaho, to Roanoke, Virginia, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Michelle Good. In this hour of What Do You Know? Emmy Award-winning actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who can't believe no one's come up with Kim Jong Un Cola, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, there. Oh, yeah, the Un Cola. Yes, to repeat, somebody asked, that was 3.7999999999. Paulie Ryan reacted to the president's budget, said that's not enough. He wants all tours cut everywhere. Motor coach, Globus, Gray Lines, especially the Gray Lines. Carnival, the one you take to Europe with your French teacher, they're all going to be gone under the Ryan budget. Fini. A correction on an earlier story which said the North Koreans have a nuclear warhead should read North Koreans have an unclear warhead. Typo. The Pentagon says the best way to stop a North Korean missile is to get it when it's still in the cereal box. A rare display of bipartisanship in Congress. Well, not really bipartisan. More like swatting at the same fly and hitting one another. Or something like that. Okay. President Obama now says he was trying to encourage Jay-Z and Beyonce to defect to Cuba. New film 42 about the first black player in the major leagues, Jackie Robinson, spurs a hope for a biopic on Larry Bird, the last white man in basketball. Ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner is engorging for a New York mayoral race. If Weiner wins, what will he raise at the swearing-in is the question. Background checks are going to pass. You mark my words. First background checks, then foreground checks. A short step to turn your head and cough. That's all I'm saying. The Dutch recall 50,000 tons of meat because into each meat a little horse must fall. The big coming out coming up in professional sports, all points to Brian Urlacher. Okay. Or not. Looking forward to the first I'm Gay and I Play halftime show in the NFL. It's going to be good. Great. For the bands, because they got all that show tune stuff. Finally get to it. NASA to lasso an asteroid on a whim. Not the first time someone was high in Pasadena, I would say. You can mine an asteroid, but it's best not to pick at him. Kim Jong-un says he's already lassoed an asteroid, by the way. Dragging it towards the U.S., so watch for that. There's some concern over an app now that allows you to take control of a plane, but at least no more sitting on the tarmac. Secretary of State John Kerry wants to see North and South Korea go to countries counseling. The human brain and the fly's brain called strikingly similar, or so says little Vincent Price fly from Rosebush in a spider's web in a rosebush. Or Jeff Goldblum for you youngsters. The man at Home Depot, too cheap to buy a saw. Okay, never mind. Yeah, goat's head so far the only bright spot in the Cubs season. Too bad Ricketts didn't wake up next to it. That's the only thing. Margaret Thatcher, who slept only 4 hours a night, catching up now. The babbling of the Galata baboon of Ethiopia, said to be the closest to human speech of any primate outside of Wayne LaPierre. Counterintuitively, red meat is not good for one's red meat. Counterintuitively, so naturally he didn't see that. All right. Bitter disappointment for Iran after discovering they have been refining urea, not uranium. Tape shows Mitch McConnell planned to attack Ashley Judd's mental health, thinking she was Naomi Judd. Not for everybody. That joke. Okay. Not for everybody. NFE. And JCPenney's fires its Ron Johnson, and ours packs up his things. The guy's really out of the loop. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much, and good night.